Paul would not swerve from duty. But Paul would not swerve from the path of duty. He would follow Christ if need be to prison and to death. "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart?" he exclaimed, "for I am ready not only to be imprisoned but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." The time soon came for the brief stay at Caesarea to end, and Paul and his company set out for Jerusalem, their hearts shadowed by the presentiment of coming evil. The apostle knew he would find few friends and many enemies at Jerusalem. Remembering his own bitter prejudice against the followers of Christ, he felt the deepest pity for his deluded countrymen. And yet how little could he hope that he would be able to help them. The same blind wrath which had once burned in his own heart was now kindling the hearts of a whole nation against him. And he could not count on the sympathy of even his own brethren in the faith. Some, even of the apostles and elders, had received the most unfavorable reports as truth, making no attempt to contradict them and manifesting no desire to harmonize with him. Yet the apostle was not in despair. He trusted that the voice which had spoken to his own heart would yet speak to the hearts of his countrymen, and that the Master whom his fellow disciples served would yet unite their hearts with his in the work of the gospel.